Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big weather changes unfolding today. Light rain early this morning, then showers and thunderstorms developing as a strong cold front moves in. Temperatures falling into the 40s by lunchtime. If you need to get out, take that coat. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff has your extended forecast, including the weekend outlook, now on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, April 3rd, and there is good news on two missing girls who were the subjects of an overnight Amber Alert in Dallas. They've been found safe, as we hear from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Dallas police say 3-year-old Ariana Gutierrez and her 2-year-old sister, Aaliyah, were sitting in a car on Fort Worth Avenue around 9 last night when it was stolen. An Amber Alert was issued for the girls, and police released an image of two men they described as persons of interest in the case. Police called off the Amber Alert early this morning, saying the girls have been found. No further information has been released, including the condition of the girls or whether any arrests have been made. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The spread of the coronavirus continues in North Texas. Dallas County yesterday reporting 100 new cases for the second consecutive day. KRLD's Alan Skaya reports Dallas County now has 831 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Alan starts our team coverage.
17 people in the county have now died. Health Director Phil Wong says Dallas County now breaks down its map of cases by zip code. He says that gives the county residents and business owners a better view of which areas have seen the biggest concentration of cases.
Those are helping us also target some of our ground activities, that we have some community outreach people who are in the community on the ground trying to put educational materials.
Tarrant County, he reported 37 cases yesterday. They're now at 325. They had 3 additional deaths, bringing the total there to 6. Denton County has had 254 cases and 3 deaths. Collin County has reported 207 cases. One person has died there. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins is taking aim at Hobby Lobby, saying the retail giant is putting lives in jeopardy. KRLD's Austin York explains.
Because the giant retailer is still open, Jenkins has issued a cease and desist letter. Jenkins says after making some calls, he found that other cities across the country have had similar problems with them as well.
Dallas County, our law enforcement agencies will ensure that you abide by the control order. So I would just encourage everyone, if you're still at Hobby Lobby and you work at Hobby Lobby, particularly in management, that you go ahead and lock up and leave as soon as possible.
He says the vast majority of businesses in Dallas County have complied and expects Hobby Lobby to as well. Some employees of Hobby Lobby told NBC5 they were told by upper management that they were an essential business because they sold fabrics and office supplies. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Cities across the nation and around the world turning to a Dallas company to supply N95 face masks and other protective gear. Nick Valletta with Urgent Response Products says they're getting requests from hospitals and other government agencies as well.
And we have a couple hundred of those every day, and I'm not exaggerating when I say a couple hundred, of different hospital systems and individuals and governments that want 100 million N95 masks.
His company has longstanding ties with manufacturers in Southeast Asia. He says that has allowed them to keep filling orders for certified masks from legitimate suppliers while still keeping prices fair for their customers. The Fort Worth ISD is making a major change in grading as online instruction continues.
Moving forward, we will be assessing students on a pass-fail basis, but encouraging our teachers to provide them lots and lots of feedback.
Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner says the district made the move because online learning environments greatly vary from student to student. The pass-fail system applies to all subjects across all grades. The district says the GPA and class rank as of the end of the first semester will be used to determine class honors. One of the bigger complaints during the pandemic is over the delays in getting test results back. For example, TCU student Will Horn tells NBC5 it took 16 days to get his results, which were positive, and that entire time he could have been spreading the virus.
If I had not really been the type of conscious and conscientious person that I am, I could have been a weapon of mass destruction by myself. I could have infected so many people because nobody could confirm for me that I had coronavirus.
Labs acknowledge the problem but say they are so swamped with tests right now, the backlog is unavoidable. There is now a coronavirus testing site specifically for children. Dr. Christina Johns, the senior medical advisor for PM Pediatrics, says those tests are being done at Children's Health PM Urgent Care in Richardson.
Patients who are seen in any of our other North Dallas locations who screen appropriately can be referred over there for testing, no problem.
Results will take about 2 days. In the meantime, Dr. Johns says kids who are exhibiting symptoms need to stay home and practice good social distancing. Mental health professionals have advice for Texans who have found themselves unemployed over the pandemic. Here's KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
As hundreds of thousands of Texans now find themselves filing unemployment claims, mental health specialist Tara Warner says step one in dealing with the change is mourning the loss.
And so being able to even take time to like grieve that and grieve any of this normalcy is important. But we also want to be able to kind of set limits on that so that we can look for good things as well.
Warner also advises establishing some sort of structure in your day and relying on friends for support.
To stay connected and stay connected to the positive people and folks that are supportive and helpful.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And those checks we're supposed to be getting from the government could arrive at very different times. The IRS expects to begin making payments to about 60 million people in mid-April, likely the week of the 13th. But some people without direct deposit information on file may not get their money until mid-August or later. The IRS has direct deposit information from tax returns filed for 2018 or 2019. Paper checks will be issued starting May 4th, but the government says they could take up to 20 weeks. Stay connected for the latest information from News Radio 1080 KRLD. Listen online at krld.com or in the radio.com app and catch up on the latest stories 24/7 at krld.com/coronavirus.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.